Today is Thursday, the 26th of November, 2020. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your Thanksgiving Day. Good morning. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Mary Reichert. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, the last installment of our three-part serial on the fire that destroyed Paradise, California, 2 years ago this month.
Yesterday, we left off as the residents of Paradise desperately tried to escape the wildfire that ended up killing 85 people and burning down more than 18,000 structures. Today, World Sarah Schweinsberg returns with the rest of the story and how Paradise is recovering.
Little by little, the Harps, Robins, and Tomalley Dethridge inched down the ridgeline to Chico. The usual 15-minute drive took 3 to 6 hours. Tomalley Dethridge was the first to make it down to safety in Chico. She saw people lining the side of the highway, all trying to spot the cars of family and friends.
People were standing outside. People were lined up on the streets looking for loved ones.
That afternoon, Chris, Andy, and Isaac Robins reunited at the Lowe's parking lot in Chico. The Harps came out into the light at 12:30, 3 hours after leaving home. At the end of the skyway, Donnie Harp saw a friend who was a police officer directing traffic.
And so as we go by, I was probably still crying, and, you know, he's doing the waving, and he blew me a kiss, and I kind of lost it at that point, too. Because, you know, he knew we were safe. And
it's been 2 years since the fire. The Robins family drives through town.
It's gone. The famous Paradise sign is gone. We now have the town of Paradise. As you come right here,
there's no more leafy canopy of trees. There's matchsticks with branches that look like frazzled hair.
If you look out through there, 80% of that's dead.
There's hundreds of empty lots between charred trees.
Yeah, this was school. The Gold Nugget Museum. This was our Paradise Elementary School, which all burned.
Dozens of crews from the government and organizations like Samaritan's Purse hauled tons of debris out of town. Isaac Robin says before all that work, Paradise looked like a war zone.
There's so much rubble just around and trash and stuff. It was crazy. But now it's just kind of like deserted, empty.
But the fire didn't take everything. 1,200 homes survived.
Okay, so this house survived. This house survived. This was new. This has just been built. This house survived. So he
as well as some businesses.
And pre-fire, we did have, which was newer, Starbucks and Touch Bros, and those two both survived, which was probably a huge blessing for all the workers. And
the Robins say not everyone who used to live up here can come visit. It's just too painful to relive the memories.
A lot of my friends, my coworkers, my family, they can't. Like, they come up here and they go into shock. They're heartbroken.
Evacuation centers for thousands of victims have been quickly filling up.
In the days after the fire, aid for fire survivors flooded into Chico. Clothes, food, and furniture. The Walmart and mall parking lots became makeshift camps. Churches, nonprofits, friends, and family tried to help survivors find housing. The Robins Church lined up an apartment in Chico.
Our church knew that we were going to need a place, and so
Tomalley Dethridge moved into her daughter's small apartment.
They were in a two-bedroom apartment, and they so
and family friends took in all 8 members of the Harp family. After the fire, the question quickly became, what's next? For the Harps, things moved quickly. The next day, Donnie and Tanya began looking at real estate in Chico. They found a house for sale at the right price.
They accepted the offer Sunday.
Just 4 days after the fire, the family was in a new home. Friends and family donated furniture.
The Lord made us whole so fast. It was so amazing to see His hand through so many other hearts.
The Harps were grateful, but they also felt guilty. So many others were living in hotels and campers for months and months. After living with their daughter for 6 weeks, the Dethridges moved into an animal-friendly hotel for 2 months. That was a tough time for Tomalley. She avoided the hotel as much as possible.
We didn't want to come home. We would stay out with friends that had lost their house too. We would try to find restaurants that stay open late, or sit in our cars and talk.
Eventually, the Dethridges found an apartment, but Tom Lee wanted to rebuild in Paradise. Yet she knew it was going to be a long, expensive process. One day, she saw an ad for a house near Paradise. The house looked like one Tom Lee had sketched.
And that weird feeling that you get, that you kind of feel like you're going to cry because it feels like God did this, because I would have never found this. Like,
the Dethridges moved in April 2019, almost 6 months after the fire. The families all say they continue to grieve their old lives, their homes, and the things insurance can't replace. For the Harp kids, it's been a slow adjustment to Chico. They miss their home.
Well, a lot of us are probably going to say this, but the kitchen was really, like, we spent a lot of time in that whole entire house, but the kitchen was huge. It was open. It led to the living room and to the dining room.
There was a creek, and we used to play down there a lot, and I loved it down there.
Tanya and Donnie say family worship, prayer, and some really long talks have helped the healing process.
Music had been a big part of our lives up in Paradise, and continuing that, continuing worship creates that feeling of wholeness, I guess.
26,000 people once called Paradise home. 2 years after the fire, only one in five have returned. As for the Robins, they plan on rebuilding in Paradise. This property has been in the family for nearly 50 years.
It's home. It's always been home.
They know, and it's a long road ahead, but Chris Robbins says it's worth it.
It's going to be rebuilding from the ground up. And a lot of people look at this as like desert and despair, and they can't. But I look at, there is growth. There is new life coming back. And it will be paradise again.
Reporting for World, I'm Sarah Schweinsberg in Paradise, California.
Well, if you enjoyed Sarah's story and would like to share it with a friend next weekend, we're going to release all three parts together in a special episode that will stand alone. The long-form version will include additional material we simply couldn't fit into this week's serial presentation. So look for it on this podcast feed next Saturday, December 5th.